السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت قوم لوط المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم لوط ألا تتقون، إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله واطيعون، وما أسألكم عليه من أجر، إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين. أتأتون الذكران من العالمين، وتذرون ما خلق لكم ربكم من أزواجكم، بل أنتم قوم عادون. Beloved brothers, respected elders, I have recited ayat from Surah Ash-Shu'ara in the 19th para of the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the aspects of the incident of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his incident has been mentioned in quite a few places in the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Lut alayhi salam, they denied the messengers. Kadzabat, they denied the messengers. So here Allah ta'ala used the plural. The people of Lut alayhi salam denied the messengers. Whereas it was only Hazrat Lut alayhi salam who was inviting them, and they were rejecting Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. So why was the plural mentioned? Why did Allah Ta'ala say that the people of Lut alayhi salam denied the messengers, mursaleen? So the ulama explained that when a person denies one messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's as if he's denying all of them, because all of them have come with the same message. So all have come with the same message. If you deny one messenger, then it is as if you've denied all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it is a fundamental part of our aqidah and our belief that we believe in all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. If we reject, na'udhu billah, any one of the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, then it's as if we have rejected all of them, we have rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says that the people of Lut alayhi salam, they denied the messengers, they rejected the messengers. When their brother Lut alayhi salam said to them, "Ala tattaqoon," that don't you have the fear of Allah? Don't you have the taqwa, consciousness of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of my actions. Allah ta'ala is watching me. Don't you have ala tattaqoon? Inni lakum rasulun amin. I am a trustworthy messenger to you. Inni lakum rasulun amin. And all the anbiya alayhimus salam were the most trustworthy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known as al-amin, as-sadiq, the most truthful. So they were the best of their eras. Whichever time, they were the best of mankind, the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. So I am a trustworthy messenger. I am full of amanat dari, trustworthiness. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوتٌ أَلَا إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. And then again he said to them, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Have the taqwa of Allah. Adopt consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَطِيعُونَ. And obey me. If you look at these ayat which are in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah ta'ala mentions various anbiya alayhi salam, and you find that they are giving the same message. Same message they are giving to their nations. And the fundamental aspect, the basic aspect of it each time boils down to this, that have taqwa of Allah. Allah is watching you. Obey me. Obey the messenger of the time. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. And then Lut alayhi salam said to them, وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I don't ask you for any wage for what I am doing. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. My wage is only upon Rabbul Alameen. أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So this was the way of the Anbiya alayhi salam. And as inviters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this should be our motivation. That we do it purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Anbiya alayhi salam, they had no ulterior motive. They had no other agenda. All they wanted to do was to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given it to them and fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their hope was in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not from anybody else. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. In أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam addressed a very evil, despicable act that these people were involved in. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. What? Do you go to males from all the people of the world? Do you actually go to males? أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And this question is a rhetorical question. It's a question known as istifham tawbih, in order to instill fear into them, to make them alert, to show them the evil of the action. What? Do you go to males? أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ. What a despicable thing. What a filthy thing. أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. And you leave what your Rabb has created for you, that is your spouses, your wives, what Allah has created for you. Allah Ta'ala in His kindness, Allah Ta'ala out of His mercy has provided females for you. Allah Ta'ala has provided spouses for you. Allah Ta'ala has provided the natural way for you to fulfill your desires. But you leave that out. You leave this ni'mat of Allah, this kindness of Allah, the natural way, and you do this unnatural act. أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. He said, rather, you are a people who have transgressed the limits. You are going beyond the limits. So this, as I said, has been mentioned in various ayats of the Quran, different, very similar words, but in different ways. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam advised them. Sometimes he said to them, أَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. That what, do you go to males in order to fulfill your passion instead of women? أَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. Rather, you are ignorant people. So, and sometimes he said to them, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ. What do you do? Such an obscene act. مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْعَالَمِ. Yet no one in the world before you had done this kind of act. مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. أَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ. Do you go to men? وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ. So again, أَتَأْتُونَ. Do you go to men? أَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. Various ways. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam advised them. He admonished them. But they respond to him in this way. They said on one occasion, they said, قَالُوا لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِيَا لُوتِ. They said, oh Lut, if you don't stop this, if you don't refrain from this, لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. You will be from those who are expelled. We will banish you. You'll be expelled from our town. لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. But Lut alayhi salatu wasalam did not relent. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam continued the invitation. He was steadfast in the face of that opposition that they had, showed him. On one occasion they became so rebellious. They said, "Oh, لُؤْتِنَا بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ." They said, "Bring the punishment of Allah. Bring it on." نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. They were challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when Lut alayhi salam was pleading with them, "Ha ulai banati," he said, "These are my daughters, the daughters of the ummah." So the Nabi is like the father to the ummah. "These are my daughters. Get married. Fulfill your desires in a manner that is halal, that is pleasing to Allah, rewarding by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In kuntum fa'il," if you want to fulfill your desire, this is the way to go. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in between, la'amruka. Allah ta'ala says, "By the qasam of your life, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Look at the qasam that Allah ta'ala took. Allah ta'ala takes a qasam on the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La'amruka. The most precious life, the most valuable life, the most beloved life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the life and the lifespan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the only life that Allah ta'ala took a qasam upon was the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala, and on this occasion it was, "La amruka," by the qasam of your life, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahoon." Verily they are wandering around bewildered in their intoxication. "La amruka," by the qasam of your life, they are wandering around bewildered. They have no direction. They have no direction. Bewildered. They are wandering around blindly, spiritually blind, in their intoxication. Allah Ta'ala called it, they were so intoxicated with this filth of this evil that they were doing, that they couldn't now see what was right, what was wrong. "Innahum lafi sakratim ya'mahoon." Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they are wandering around bewildered in their intoxication. So Lut alayhi salatu wasalam continued the invitation. No matter what opposition he faced, and this is the lesson for us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us in these ayat, and he said to them, "Qala, إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ." He said, "Verily I am from those who hate your action." لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ. Verily I am from those who hate your action. لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ. So, this is the attitude of every believer, every human being who is sound in mind, and who is following the natural way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. He will hate this kind of action. He said, "I am from those who hate your action." Like how every believer would hate anything that Allah ta'ala has prohibited. A person will hate the consumption of swine and pork. A person will hate the drinking of wine, alcohol. A person will hate gambling. So similarly, a person will hate this kind of action. This is the stance of the believer. This is the attitude of the believer. This is the cry of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. That Allah Ta'ala mentioned that Lut alayhi salam said thousands of years ago, but Allah Ta'ala preserved in the Quran for us to use in the jihad that we face in our days. "Qala inni li'amalikum minal qalin." So this is the antidote for the poison that is out there. This ayat of the Quran, learn this ayat, recite it, understand it, and teach it to our youth, our youngsters, and spread this ayat in society, that Lut alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Qala, inni li'amalikum minal qaleen." He said, "Verily I am from those who hate your action." "Inni li'amalikum minal qaleen." Lut alayhi salam didn't say, "I hate you." He didn't say, "I hate you." He said, "I hate your action." "Inni li'amalikum minal qalim." The person perpetrating that action, like any other person who is doing something haram, something obscene, or something in the disobedience of Allah, someone is a drunkard, or someone is a drug addict, or someone is involved in any other type of haram, that person, you pity that person. You make dua for him. Ya Allah, bless him with hidayat. You make an effort to advise him, to admonish him, to try to make him up, use different ways. And obviously, if he is going to become detrimental to your family, to your society, and he's going to be misleading others, then you will keep a distance so that his, the effect of whatever he's doing does not rub off onto you. But you hate the action. The action is definitely something that is despicable, that is hated. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, in one ayat, when Allah Ta'ala discusses about Lut alayhi salam, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثِ. We saved him from that village or that town who used to do those filthy actions. تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثِ. You know, خُبْث, خَبَائِث, خَبَاثَت, something which is filthy, something which is hated, and something which a person despises and he looks at with disgust. So this is the kind of action, this kind of amal is something that should be naturally hated by every normal human being and every believer. So Lut alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, then, Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. Oh my Rabb, save me and my family from what they are doing. Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. So this is a very important dua also that we should be making. Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. Oh my Rabb, save me and my family from what these people are doing. Mimma ya'malun. Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did save Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. So we saved him and all of his family. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. And one ayat Allah Ta'ala says, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ. And one ayat Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. Except his wife. His wife was someone who sympathized with those who were perpetrating that action. She did not, although she was not participating in that kind of action, but she sympathized with it. She did not hate that kind of action. She looked for, she assisted them in carrying out this kind of action. So, as a result of that, this wife of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, she was also destroyed by those who were destroyed. So this type of action, it's something so despicable, so hated in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions the various forms of punishment that came upon these people. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. Allah ta'ala says, we poured rain upon them, rain of stone. فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. How bad, how evil was the rain of those who upon whom, those who were warned. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَّنْدُودٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, we rained upon them stones of baked clay. Allah Ta'ala says, فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. That Allah Ta'ala says, we toppled them, we turned them upside down. فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Jibreel alayhi salam raised them to the top and then threw them to the ground. فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Then Allah Ta'ala pelted them with stones. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَّنْدُودٍ. One of our senior ulama, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, has mentioned, why did Allah Ta'ala turn them upside down? Because their hearts were upside down. Their hearts had been turned upside down. They had spoiled that fitrah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created, that natural way. They had spoiled it to such an extent that their hearts were now turned upside down. So Allah Ta'ala gave them such a type of punishment, jaza'a wifaqa, a punishment which conforms to the action that they were doing. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them in that way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding, inshallah, to protect ourselves from this kind of sin and this kind of environment. Sometimes people make different kinds of objections. They say, no, na'udhu billah, we are born like that. So we were born like that, so you can't blame us. So we learn from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born on the fitrah, upon the natural way. Every child is born with purity. Every child will be inclined towards Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every child will be born in that natural way that Allah ta'ala created, that a man will be inclined and attracted towards a female, etc. So then, depending on the environment that he's in, this now spoils him. So, what we would say to such people, that it's the wasawis, waswasa of shaitan. This is the attack of shaitan. That shaitan attacks us by means of robbing us of our haya, of our modesty. Shaitan's ultimate goal, may Allah protect us, shaitan's ultimate goal is to snatch away our iman, to take away our iman. Now, if he comes in front of a believer and he tells them to bow down to a stone or to an idol or to some other human being, then in most cases the believer in Tawheed will be protected from that. But he attacks them in this way, that he robs them of their haya. When a person is robbed of his haya, of his modesty, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, iman and haya, they go together. Once haya is removed, haya goes away, then very soon iman leaves the person as well. So a person gets involved in this kind of action, and then now he begins to justify his action, na'udhu billah. He begins to justify this action, and now he begins rebelling against the command of Allah, and in that way he leaves his iman. I've seen an example of this, that there was a youngster that I knew who was involved in this kind of action. So his friends had told me, we had advised him, and etc. But he never listened. Years later I met his father. So his father tells me, Maulana, make dua for this son of mine, that now he's become a Hindu. He's become a Hindu. So this is the attack. That first the haya is taken, and thereafter the iman goes away. The iman is taken. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So how do we protect ourselves? So the solution is, one is Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is the antidote. If we study the Quran Sharif, if we look at all these ayat of the Quran, that little ayat that I had mentioned, قَالَ إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُم مِّنَ الْقَالِينَ, that Lut alayhi salam said, I am from those who hate your action. A person learns this ayat, teaches it to the children, teaches it in society, spreads it in society, then he's going to be protected from that poison that is out there. So the Quran Sharif is the actual antidote to all the poison that is out there. Then, together with that, there is our salah. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salah will prevent you from obscenity and from evil. A person is steadfast upon his salah, then he will be protected from all types of fuhsh and obscenity. So a person is steadfast upon salah. Then the company that we keep, that we attend good programs, attach ourselves to the masjid, attend good programs, stay in the company of the pious, and in that way, inshallah, our iman will be protected, and our a'mal also will be protected. So that's another solution. And another solution that we found in this story of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam as well, which is dua. Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. Oh my Rabb, save me and save my family from the actions that these people are perpetrating. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for amal, and may Allah ta'ala protect us and our families. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.